be honest, when we acquired this piece of land, is so unique. You know, we've been in house building for 30 years here at Millgate. I have never seen a piece of real estate quite as good as this. This is nestling in the heart of Cobham, and it is an absolutely spectacular location. We're building in a part of the site, the sort of northwest side of the site, and the part that we're building on has amenity space and ancient woodland, and that comprises about 15 acres approximately of the 45 acres that we own. The remaining 30 acres are the 30 acres of paddock land that really make this location such an exemplary jewel in the crown for our company.
So I have to ask the question, why have you decided not to develop it?
Well, the question you asked me a moment ago was, at the time we acquired it, did we think we would ever develop in there? Well, it was green belt. We knew, my board and I decided that there would be virtually no prospect of this land ever coming forward as having development potential because of the very special location that it is in. And therefore we had never considered, because we thought it would never come forward, developing on it until December last year, when we found out, when Elmbridge went public on a public consultation exercise, when they were proposing to release some greenbelt land in the borough. But that was a tremendous surprise to Millgate. Well, I think the residents in the borough will be delighted that we are not prepared to allow our land to be developed upon. Pretty sure that's the situation. We've obviously had contact all the way through this consultation process that we have had since really early middle of December. We've met with the Residents Association. It's been a difficult process, frankly, because having been surprised by Elmbridge asking us if we would put the land forward for development, we had to consult with a number of parties, including the community, including our purchasers. And while some of our purchasers might have been happy to have some limited development in that area, on the basis that we've already sold quite a number of the properties down there, it would have given us a real problem with certainty on the development, because it'll take probably 2 years for the local authority and the consultation period to conclude before there's any certainty about whether the land would come forward for greenbelt release.
Do you think the council was shocked by your stance on it?
Well, they may be shocked, but it's our land, and we are selling at Knoll Hill Park 22 apartments and 7 houses, and we have marketed the site from the beginning as a 45-acre development. And we can't now suddenly decide that it's only going to be a 15-acre development. It would completely change the dynamic of what is Millgate's most spectacular site in 30 years of house building.